Okay, well, the band's latest release, Born From Shadows, comes out October 28th, which is fairly close. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, the concept and ideas behind this release?
It's not a concept album as the previous one. The previous one was one story throughout the album. This is individual lyrics on the whole album. But it's a little bit kind of a concept because the title and the title track is a story that started in our past in the 90s, which we have continued on. It's a story about two stones, Moonstone and the Shadowstone. So we have two songs previously released, one named Moonstone and one named Shadowstone. And this is the third song when the stones come together to unite, and it's two great opposites that unite to destroying the world as we know it, or maybe a new beginning, depends how you look on it. So it's a story inspired by a series of books from a Russian author named Nick Perumov. So it's a little bit like a concept, but it's not in the same vein as Silent Ruins.
And what about, you know, in terms of the sound, what did you guys set out to just keep doing what you were doing, or there were, you know, a few things that you guys wanted to fine-tune?
I think we have implemented some more harsher moments in the Easily sound, but we still have the old foundation that we have stood on the earlier records, so it's not a very huge step, but we're continuing to implement progressive parts, and now we have even some black metal parts and death metal parts in music, and it's a natural step for us. I think it's since we listen to lots and kinds of music, it affects the music that we write. So it's simply Easily sound anno 2011.
And I mean, in terms of, yes, I mean, like you mentioned, you have different influences you try to incorporate in music. What else do you think is needed, you know, to keep, you know, this kind of genre of music fresh and people engaged versus, you know, other releases that are just playing the same all over the place?
I believe in a lot of variation and keep something happening in the music all the time. The most common thing about many doom bands is that they have a riff that they repeat on and on forever, it seems, at some points. And I want things to happen, even if the music is kind of slow at times. But you have to have a vocal line. When the vocal line are done, you have to maybe have a melodic thing going on the guitar or something like that, or a tempo change, or something has to happen all the time, because to keep the interest for both the ones that are playing the music and the ones that are listening on the music. I think it's very important. It's not something that I look for in only doom metal. In all kinds of music, there has to be something going on.
And, you know, and in terms of the live setting, how much do you guys consider it on how the songs are going to be played live versus how you guys record them?
We use dual vocals on stage, so because we have a lot of dual vocals on the album as well, but it's nothing that we're afraid of doing live. We always have two vocalists, so it's... I think it will be no problem at all to do songs justice in a live environment. Maybe the title track will need backtracks for the keyboards, but because we don't have a keyboard play live. But the keyboards are often very laid back, so it shouldn't be a problem doing the songs justice live. And I think we're doing good shows. We always get good responses from people that are watching Easily live. We played at a few festivals that are not in entirely Doom festivals with mixed styles, and people come up to us and say, oh wow, I didn't like Doom metal, but you guys were awesome. It's kind of good to hear that we're not standing still like many bands and playing slow music are. We're actually have an energy on stage and trying to connect with the audience.
Did you guys also change the tempo of the music a bit when you were playing live, or is it pretty much, you know, the same?
The tempo often is a little bit faster in a live environment, and it depends on the gig. If we are playing a festival or something like that, when it's mixed styles, we often do a set list that would feel appropriate to the festival, so to say. If we're playing at a Doom festival, we will do slower songs, maybe. You have to adjust a bit.
Yeah. And you know, this is the band's fifth release of Cicely. Can you tell us about, you know, the process and how do you feel that you've grown over all these years, and how do you feel that that reflects in Born From Shadows?
It's been a really long time for me and Daniel. We've struggled with this for 20 years now, so it's it seems like forever. But it's everything reflects Born From Shadow. It's a long journey, I think we have grown as musicians lately. When we signed to Napalm Records, we took a huge leap forward and got the music out in worldwide. If you compare it to the first two albums that we released under I8 Records, which is a really small underground label, so it's a bit different. I think we're growing with every release, and also when it comes to recording the albums, since we record everything ourselves in our own studio, we learn things every time, and that's where we're improving.
And where do you feel that you want to reach, you know, with the band? I mean, now that, you know, like you mentioned, you're in a bigger label, you're getting more noticed, you're getting noticed more around the world. What do you think that you guys still need to achieve and still want to go for it?
It would be a fool to think that it's we're going to be a success since we are playing in a kind of narrow genre with the doom metal. Really hard, but the most important thing for us is that we please our own musical needs, I guess. So otherwise we wouldn't do this, we would play something else, but we love our music, and the achievement is to make the best record that we think is the best record in the world, I guess.
And how pleased are you guys with the feedback that you've received for the latest release?
The feedback has been, I think it has been better if you compare it to the previous. It's high graded almost everywhere. We have some reviews or something like that when the reviewer actually are saying, I don't like doom metal, they start a review with that. So it's, but otherwise, it has been real good. About 8 or 9 from a 10 scale. So it feels good that the critics seems to like it, but that doesn't say much. It's if you want to sell a lot of albums, you have to get the audience first, you know. Media is a totally different thing.
And you know, in terms of this, I mean, you've seen over the years how the people have been reacting to it. So do you believe that this is so far the best reactions you got out of all the releases for Isola?
This is the best reactions, yeah.
And you know, in terms of future, I'm sorry, can you just keep going? Sorry.
Now it's a little bit hard to hear what you're saying at some point, but now
okay.
I will put the phone a little close to my ear.
And, you know, in terms of promoting and, you know, touring plans, what's in the agenda for recently in the next few months to promote Born From Shadows?
We're going to visit some countries in Europe. We're not going to the States. At this point, we're not going to do an extended tour because our drummer just got a kid. So he's got a newborn, and the family has to come first. So he can't be away for a long time. So we'll do shorter trips around Europe, maybe 3 days or something like that, over a weekend to different countries. That's the plan for the time being. We'll see how it turns out later next year if he's allowed to go anywhere for a longer period of time. But it's a I have two kids myself, so I completely understand him. So it's the way life is.
And how do you feel that, you know, playing doom metal, like we mentioned, and we all know it's, you know, it's a kind of a hard genre to sell, but they still have pretty hardcore fans. And how do you feel that, you know, this has made you understand that that playing this music involves a lot of sacrifice, probably even more than other genres?
Yeah, it's a very strange genre. I've met a lot of people during the years, and the fans in doom metal are very, very dedicated. I think they're more dedicated than if you compare it to all other genres. But as you say, it's a really narrow genre. So it's nothing for people that want to have success, I guess. So, but to me, I think it's a pity, because I think other people than doom metal fanatics should be able to listen to Born From Shadows and enjoy it, because there are other elements in the music, and they just have to give it a chance, you know.
And what would you think you would have ended up playing if you didn't play doom metal?
If I wasn't playing doom metal?
Yeah.
What I would be playing?
Uh-huh. What is your second favorite?
Actually, doom metal is not my first choice. It just come out that way. I listen to a lot of other kinds of music as well. I like old progressive music, like a bit of psychedelica rock music, mostly unknown bands from Sweden that I listen to. So that's probably my favorite, but that's even harder, I guess. It's not a very big genre at all. But I enjoy most of the metal scene. It's only the rap metal and some newer stuff that I have hard time to get into, but I like old death metal and heavy metal. It's really good. Iron Maiden is a really good band, which I grew up with.
And, you know, and how do you feel that all this, you know, modern, you know, the younger generations that are oversaturated with all this millions of bands are going to be, you know, what is your impression on how you see them as new fans versus seeing, you know, the older, more old school fans that you guys have, for example?
I think we mostly have old school fans. If you look at the age of the audience on a doom metal event, they're not that much youngsters. At least not in Europe. I don't know how it is in the States. But
well, pretty much the same, yes.
So it's I don't find the time to actually get into the new styles that are coming. Maybe there are treasures to be found, but I rather stick with the old classics that I know and buy the albums from bands that I've listened in ages.
Have there been any newer bands that surprised you?
The Maybe some older bands that I haven't been listening to.
Oh.
To that I discovered recently, like a Norwegian band called Enslaved, play something black metal-ish progressive stuff that I really enjoyed. I've never heard them before, and I bought the next to the new record maybe last, I think it was this year, and then I go back on the catalog until they are not good anymore, because the old albums were too blackish for me. But you discover music all the time that are good, but they, it's not necessarily new bands, but it's new to me.
Yep. And what do you think about, you know, the whole it's moving into digital now, and you know, there's probably not a lot of people want to release CDs anymore, and they just want to sell digital copies. Well, for you as a music fan and everything, what would you rather have, you know, your vinyl, your CD, or just an MP3 file?
I collect records, so I buy albums still, and I buy vinyls as well, so it's, I don't think that the digital world is wrong. That's where we're heading. But I want to have the actual albums. But the future lies in the digital world. And that's for sure. And we just have to accept it. And I hope it will find a proper way to channel it somehow, because Spotify is not too good, because the artists and the record labels are getting no money at all, so it's consuming the business somehow. You have to, iTunes I think it's a lot better. It's because if the artists don't get any money, then it will be no longer the same way as it were, I guess.
Yeah, and it makes no sense to make more music when you don't get anything in return.
Yeah, no one could live on music in the end. So it's, but it's not all about selling albums. It's, I think it's live shows that are the right now. It's the main thing for every artist in every genre. So it's,
and you know, and just to kind of wrap things up, I mean, the album's coming out in a few days, and I'm assuming you guys are excited about it. Is there anything else that you want to say to the people in North America that are going to be listening to this interview?
You could all visit us on Facebook, you know, and to read all the news that concerns Isola, and I really hope we will be able to go to the US in a not too distant future. It will be really awesome. We've never been to US, so it's one thing that we're looking really forward to.